Welcome back to the MetaMinds podcast. MetaMinds Online is a mentoring service that helps conscious people destroy limiting beliefs and unlock the life of their dreams. And on today's podcast, we had JJ. He is from Brisbane. He's living in LA and he grows brands on Instagram by getting eyeballs on what their message is and what they're trying to achieve. He's built a brand being a magician with over 50 million views. He's spoken in, I believe he said 50 countries. I can't remember, man. That's insane. Yeah. But yeah, dude, this is another value-packed episode, let me tell you. He's got a lot of diverse life experience and some of his attitude is a little bit more different to the kind of traditional method. You know, a lot of people like, I'm going to work and get up at 4 a.m. or whatever, but he kind of attacks it from a bit more of like, what's happening right now? What do I need to do right now to kind of get where I need to go, you know, rather than this whole like crazy aggressive entrepreneur mindset. So there's definitely a lot of value in here, whether you're an artist or you're an entrepreneur, whatever kind of project you're trying to achieve.
Yeah, definitely. And another thing that really stood out was there was a lot of themes that we've touched on in the podcast to do with comparison trap, to do with the ego, to do with limiting beliefs and how to unlock your dream life. And I think he kind of perfectly kind of captured a lot of those themes. And we went really deep into a lot of these themes, especially, you know, the comparison trap and the ego, which kind of go hand in hand. So it was really nice to actually dive into these themes a little deeper. And there was just so much value throughout the entire episode.
Sweet. Jay, thank you very much for joining us today, man. Got an exciting podcast lined up, I suppose. So we always love to just hit our guests with a quick one off the bat, just so our audience just can get to know you a little bit. Just like in 30 seconds, can you give us a bit of a wrap up with kind of how you got to the position that you are at today?
Yeah, man. Well, look, 16 years ago, I'm 32 now. I wanted to do two things. I wanted to speak on stage and I wanted to tell the whole world who I am, what I do, and why I do what I do. And so far, fortunately, I've spoken in over 30 countries. I've built a YouTube channel with 50 million views. And for me, it's always been about people. People, my passion, people, my purpose. So I'm right here in LA. And now today, I help people get attention and influence on Instagram. Because if you're not seen and heard, you're like a ghost. And doesn't matter how good your content is, doesn't matter how good your podcast is, doesn't matter how good you are as a entrepreneur, if no one knows about you, good luck.
Beautiful little wrap up there. I really appreciate that, dude. So 50 million views on YouTube. You're a magician, if I'm correct. Can you tell us a bit about kind of how that actually came to life? Like when you're a kid, did you kind of see yourself becoming a magician, or like how did that actually happen for you, you know?
Dude, I think most people when they're like, when kids are like 5 years old, I'm sure you guys even as well, got everyone sort of watched a magician a little bit or like, yeah, I liked that magic idea. I was just the kid to do it longer, to practice it longer. And then I just found a lot of fascination with magic and the ability to connect with people. And that was like a good 10 to 12 year chapter of my life. And that's where I started doing YouTube. That's how it got me to travel around the world and really connect with a lot of different people, because magic breaks all kind of language barriers. It breaks all kind of cultural types. Like you can connect and really do it to anyone, anytime, anywhere around the world.
Yeah, wow.
It's so true. And yeah, that hits on that human kind of note that you were talking about there. So I think it's a really good thing to kind of connect everyone together. You're right.
Yeah. And was there anything like during that journey that you think you were doing differently to other people? Like what made your content stand out to get you the 50 million views?
I think, you know, I think it really came down to me on the way I engage with people, you know, the personality behind the magic, because like anything, a card trick is a card trick. You can learn a card trick. I can learn a card trick. But why do people remember that than you than over than me, or me than over than you, or something else? Because there's something that grabs them, that captivates them. So it's obviously your ability and my ability, in my opinion, the way I think I connected with people, how you make people feel, you know? The personality for me was always the most important thing than the magic. And that's why I believe I jumped around doing many different things. That's why I'm not a magician today.
Yeah.
I think it's a really important thing to hit on. And a lot of people kind of lack this in whatever they're doing, whether it's a business or a personal project, or if you're an artist and that kind of thing, like that there, what you just said, it's like, it's how you can make people feel. It's literally all about that. You know, it's like, yeah, you can provide value, you can provide a good service or whatever, but it's like, ultimately when you're buying an ice cream, it's like, it's not, you're not buying it for the taste that you're getting. Like, yeah, you are a little bit, but it's how that makes you feel, you know? Like, I love that point. I just wanted to linger on that for a little bit longer. That's all.
Yeah, man. No, well, look, that's everything for me. And, one of the things I do now is, I teach people how to sell and speak, part of my agency as well, because, the content you put out is important. And I say, look, anyone can go buy an ice cream, right? Anyone can go buy a burger. Anyone can go buy a service, digital service. But why are you choosing them over someone else? Well, what's that draw, right? Usually it's something that you're connecting with them over. Usually they like you. Usually there's something they connect with you then over someone else. So 100%, it is a lot about that emotion of that feeling, rather than just they're buying a service, they're buying that.
Yeah, for sure. And going from magic into kind of like a PR space, or connecting people to help them improve their speaking, or connecting to the right audience, like quite a different world, but I'm sure there's similarities in there. Like, what kind of things do you think you've learned from the magic world that helped you transition into this world?
Well, the magic, and because I was using YouTube obviously to promote myself, I didn't realize until now that I'm in the business and that's what people pay me to help them do, but you need to get attention, guys. Like, the amount of people I work with mainly entrepreneurs and coaches, and obviously, personal brands and companies, but more so personal brands. And I meet these people with great products, right? They're great skill sets, talented, great landing page, but no one can see them. No one hears about them, right? And they're not advertising and marketing and promoting enough. They want to sit mucking around doing stuff on their website. They want to sit fixing up their Instagram layout. I always say to my people, like, how many people a day are seeing us? We need eyeballs. And the one thing I learned about creating content 3 times a week on YouTube at the time was, it wasn't really about the magic. It was more so now about, I'm doing 3 videos a week, right, for 6 years straight. That's how I could do 500, 600 videos. And because of the ability of social, people were sharing it. So now there's all this attention coming to who I am and what I do. So the understanding, guys, of it doesn't matter how great you are. If no one can see you, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
And that's very hard. That was extremely hard for me after I got out of magic, and extremely hard for a lot of other people who are out there listening right now. I know how you feel, guys. I felt that same way before, of, you do all this work and you put it out, you put a post up, you put a piece of content out, you create a digital course and no one sees it. Guys, because you're not promoting, you're not marketing properly. And it can really hurt you. That feeling of, we all know what it's like to work on something and 3 people look at it. It hits you, So understanding the power of helping people now make their work get seen is a powerful thing.
Yeah. For sure. And it's so funny, bro, like, just to hit this from another angle. Like, back when I kind of started out, like, I have a bunch of different projects, and one of them is music production. And back when I first kind of started out, it wasn't getting many views or whatever. It's quite a particular niche, music that I'm into. And, I kind of justify it to myself as in, like, I didn't want to do the marketing because, it doesn't matter. I'm just an artist, man. It's like, dude, it's all good. I'm just making it for me. And, it's like, whatever. And it's like, you actually have to curate the content that you're creating, make it palatable to people. And it's like, yeah, like, I was justifying it to myself to be like, yeah, cool, I'm just making it for me or whatever. And it's like, you could make it for you, but also put in that extra little bit of effort to make it more palatable to different people. And then that extra little bit of effort on top to actually market it. But it was like a limiting belief. I was actually afraid of getting the result. You know what I mean? So that's just another kind of angle of hitting at it. It's like another way to not get attention is, like, you can block yourself,
Dude, half of it is allowing you to let your ego bring it down, right? And the thing that really hit me this year, I was speaking for a living. Yeah, I was coaching a couple of people and helping some buddies out and using social media to promote my business, but I was speaking on stages. That's what I was doing. Speaking at corporate events, talking about mindset and confidence and motivation and what I learned to corporate companies and entrepreneur groups. When Corona happened, everything got lost for me. Contracts, my confidence, my ego, right? I couldn't go and do what I do anymore. And virtual just doesn't cut it for me, right? So I had to literally go, how am I going to make this work? And to your point before, like, a lot of people have to understand, maybe you do have to go and be more marketable, right? Like, they should know how good I am. I did this 15 years ago. I did this 2 years ago. I made $1 million in this. No one cares.
Yeah.
What do they care about now? You know? So understanding that and really understanding, you know what, maybe I do have to work, bring a different service out. Maybe I do have to pivot a little bit. Maybe I do have to go work for free for a client for 4 months. Even if I've been a success in this way, hey man, that's what you got to do, you know? But getting off your high horse and is one of the hardest thing. And I think it's quite hard for men as well.
Yeah.
For the masculine, you know, us boys, you know, that's a harder thing I found coaching women as well. That's not something that comes up a lot. They have a different issue, right?
Mm.
But for men, it's that we make it, we get that power, and then we have to let that go. And that's very hard for us.
Yeah, for sure. That's ingrained into us, you know. It's like we need to actually create the thing and succeed. And that's literally our egos, you know. It's like, it's for a good reason that that's there, you know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, if we can learn to let go, then we can actually move faster, quicker, which is great.
Right.
So just to zoom out a little bit, we've gone super deep, which is great. But like, I would love to know kind of, you know, like from one point of view, like a lot of people, it's like it would be the dream to like, you know, get a lot of attention online for what they're passionate about, then move to LA and open a business and do some speaking. Like just like in that course of events, I mean, firstly, like, did you imagine that would ever happen from your starting point? And secondly, like now that you're living in, you know, LA, essentially living that ideal kind of dream, like how does that actually feel? And is it kind of how you imagined?
You know, and I think you guys know this and everyone's listening, you don't really know the perfect plan of where you're going to be. No, did I think in 2021, right, I would be stuck inside of a place, right? Or do you think there's some massive thing in the world that would happen like the corona? I didn't think I was going to run a full service digital agency. I thought you would, if you told me that 3 years ago, I thought you would have been crazy. I thought I was going to be a television host coming to LA. I would have been working this and that. But what I've realized now, it's instead of looking at life like I'm trying to hit this goal, it's like maybe it's more about chapters of our life, right? The chapter of my life, I was a magician for 10 years. I hit the success that I want. I got offered a show in Vegas. I did a television show. Then I didn't want to do that anymore. So I had to go back to like find out what I wanted to do. I moved to Asia. You know, I ran a nightclub. I didn't like that. You know, it was cool for the first 4 days. And then you're like, this is Glamourville, you know. Then I worked for a digital media agency in Vietnam, you know, helped talent. I thought maybe I could be a talent manager. Great experience, but I was lonely. I was depressed because I didn't find my thing. And to bring it back to your question, I think for me, I'm always the kind of person, I have to go feel it. I have to try it. You could tell me, Jay, here's the perfect plan. Here's the map, right? But I need to go experience it myself, right? And I think now where I'm at, like, I don't know what's going to happen in 3 years, guys. I don't know, you know? All I could do is like, what do I have ability to control now? And like, perfect what you guys do. It's our time, it's our energy, and it's our mindset. Firstly, you know, because what happens if tomorrow Instagram shuts down? What happens if tomorrow they said, you know what, we're going to make people pay for the internet $1,000 a day? Like, don't go, I'm crazy. Who would have thought corona was going to happen? So it's realizing, okay, things are going to happen to me. How do I deal with that? Today I did a story on my Instagram about like your attitude is everything. Really, how this controls it. So to your question, I think I'm just in where I am for where I am, and all I can do is push every day, right? Hit some targets.
Yeah, for sure.
Keep it simple. I love it.
And I think, like, you know, touching on the point that you made before about, you know, a lot of people, and I've found this as well, a lot of people will fixate on like a logo, will fixate on, like you said, the format of their Instagram, or fixate on these tiny things that, you know, it's that perfectionist mindset. It's kind of the ego controlling, like, well, I can't put this out into the world until it's 100% perfect. And I guess, like, you know, you've had a lot of success and tried a lot of different things. I'm sure you've had a lot of failures along the way as well. But if you were to cast your mind back to when you first started the journey of becoming a magician, like, you were in the same position as a lot of people out there today who didn't know where to start, where to go. Like, can you remember what kind of things really helped you on the process of actually, you know, being consistent with your content and putting yourself out there?
Yeah, you know, the biggest mistake that I feel like I made for a long time was one, trying to do it all myself and not getting the right mentors or coaches. You know, back, this is like 16, 17 years ago, guys, I had MSN, there was MySpace, you know, there wasn't, yeah, there wasn't the ability to go out and find a coach just like that. You sort of had to be in your space and go to like an area where there were people that would advise you, but they wouldn't even, having a coach just wasn't the thing in Brisbane back in the day, especially like that was available to us. Now you can find coaches and people really quickly. So, you know, I think where I struggled with was feeling I had to do it all myself. But when I did have the right mentor or the right person to guide me, for me, guys, it really helped me because my style is I can get pulled away a little bit. You know, I'm just a guy like that likes a lot of variety. And if I don't keep quite a focused point of what I'm doing,
yeah,
and this is the big thing for entrepreneurs, right? That the shiny star syndrome problem, it can really take you away. So yeah, like when I got told to make 2 to 3 videos a week on YouTube, and someone told me straight, it's not always going to be glamorous. You're going to have to edit all your content, right? You're going to shoot and you're going to realize the sound's going to be terrible, right? And you have to reshoot it. And when I got told that and realizing you just have to keep pushing, because not one video at the time was going to get a viral video, right? And dealing with that, I think that that's at the time, that whole old school consistency, like you got to really push through that. So that's what helped me, just to having that right, those core staples when it comes to growing your dream.
Yes, that's awesome. And I guess like the crazy thing now is it's flipped, where we have this abundance where you can literally type in mentor or coach or, you know, marketing, and you are just flooded.
I don't know who to choose. Yeah.
There's so many opportunities now. So how do you work through that with your clients now when there's just an abundance of opportunities or an abundance of ways to approach it?
Well, and as you guys know too, like you guys are growing your own podcast, and like there's a lot of different pieces of advice, right? You got guys that are doing it right now that are successful. You got guys that did it, you know, maybe 5 years ago, right? Everyone's chucking messages at you, you know, do 10-minute podcasts, do 50-minute podcasts, only do famous guests, don't do famous guests. It's the same thing with any industry. You know, I like to take the advice from, I like Grant Cardone a lot. I really connect with him. You know, I like the way he thinks. You know, I know he's a bit crazy for a lot of people, but I feel like where his heart's at. He says this a lot. Find someone that you like, right? And someone that you admire and respect, and try to not have too many people you're listening to, right? Because one person will tell you one thing, and then, you know, the next person will tell you something completely different. Like some people in my space will go, don't worry about advertising on Instagram and getting followers and engagement. Just focus on content marketing. You don't need to do anything else. And then some people go, well, like, no, don't even worry about content. Just do one video, get advertising to that video and pimp that. Like it's conflicting for a lot of people, you know? But I think for everybody listening right now, I don't think there's one perfect person and like, that's it. Feel the people out. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's like going to a buffet. You're going to try some things. Then you're going to go, well, I don't want that. I don't want that. I'll have that again. And then gravitate towards what you feel rather than, well, his way is the only way, you know?
Yeah.
And to build on that, I think like, you know, sometimes you're going to come back to that buffet and you're going to prefer something else, you know? Right. And so like, that's the other thing is like, just because you feel this right now, like for example, I just unfollowed Gary Vee. It's like, okay, cool. I get it, dude. You know, like I understand your messages and I've taken it all in and I've integrated that into what I've got. I don't need what you have to, you know, yell at me anymore, you know? So it's like, I'm trying out different things. And so that's how it goes. It's like, you'll start following new people. And then after a while you're like, okay, I don't really need your messages right now. So I'll unfollow you. And I know where you are if I need you again. You know what I mean? Right. So that's the other thing to keep in mind, is that there is so much advice, but you can change what you need at that time. You know what I mean?
No, I love that. And I think to touch on that even more, like it's the same thing with people reading books, right? Just, you don't need to keep reading so much stuff. And like, cause we consume content in different ways, right? A lot of people want to just keep filling their bucket up full of information. And a lot of people, and I'm like this, I'm sure you guys like this, everyone's gone through this. You want to feel important and valuable. I'm reading. Hang on a second. How much are you actually implementing?
Mm.
Right? how much you're actually doing. I never forget, speaking of Gary Vee, I remember someone asking him this question. I never thought this would be the case. They said, Gary, how much do you read? And he says, I don't read. And what? Like, what? He goes, I don't read books. He goes, and I love this. He goes, that's not the way I consume content and information. And that took so much weight off me because I've got all these books at home that I haven't read. I listen to audiobooks, I watch YouTube, listen to you guys right now, I'm learning. But like, there's another point of like, everyone tells you to read, right? Yeah. And I'm not-
Never be a successful entrepreneur if you don't read.
You know, Ty Lopez, if you don't read 50 books a day, it's like, I get it. I get what they're saying, right? And when you can understand what they mean, it's like, you should be learning, but learning doesn't always, like I just got off a call before with a client and a buddy of mine for an hour and a half. I felt like I probably got more information about the space that I'm in than if I probably read a book for an hour and a half, you know? So do I feel bad about that, that I didn't read? No, I think it's just a different way of consuming. I don't know where we're going with this, but you know what I mean?
For sure, like, for sure. Definitely. Yeah. I think there's different ways of learning. And I think like to that point, especially like some people are emotional beings where they connect through a conversation with someone. And, you know, that will resonate with them deeper than potentially reading about someone who is successful and work, work, work. But if you connect with someone in your space who you resonate with and you have that emotional connection, that's going to sit deeper with you than potentially just passively listening to a book or reading a book.
And to get meta as well, actually, it's like more often than not, like a lot of the messages that you get about you need to be reading books are from a bunch of different information. So it's like you haven't curated that top level information so that you're just like taking this information and then you're reading books because that's what everyone tells you to do, right? And then all of a sudden you're doing something that isn't actually helpful to you because everyone told you to do it, but you haven't curated that information. So it's the same thing. We're just talking about a loop, you know what I mean? It's like...
Yeah.
No, and thanks for bringing that up too, because it's like for a lot of people out there, it's like for me, I understand the learning process for me now, like how I like to learn best, but sometimes it's to take what you're saying in another way. Mm. You know, we get told to do this in our business, or we get told to, here's another one, otherwise I'm going to forget it. A lot of us, you guys get told you got to get up at 4 a.m. to be a successful entrepreneur.
That's, yeah, it's everywhere.
No, you don't. like you don't. I get what they mean. I do, right? Yes. When you do get up earlier, some for me, right, I find that I am a bit more productive throughout the day. I don't know how it works. But I don't need to get up at the crack of 4:30 to make that happen. I live in LA. There's a lot of guys that don't go to bed until 8 in the morning, 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
Right? They're singers, rappers, actors. Okay. You know, Jim Carrey, who's killing it, he doesn't get up at 4 in the morning. So it's that kind of concept as well. It's like just because everyone says to do it, maybe that's not meant for you or that's your style, you know?
Yeah, for sure, man. That's it.
And it's like you can put in the same amount of hours if you get up at 7 a.m. as opposed to 4 a.m., as long as you put in the same amount of hours, right?
Yeah. And the point of that is allowing, once again, that ego, right? Allowing to let go and go, you know what? If this isn't working and I've tried it all off, maybe that's not it. You know what I mean? Maybe I'm not meant to get up at 5 in the morning, 4 in the morning. Maybe I'm not meant to read all these books. Maybe I consume content through audios or listening to your boys' podcast or talking to someone I really admire. Like at the end of the day, everyone's angle is different. All that matters for me, and I'm sure you guys feel the same, it's like, are you moving forward?
Mm. You know? Yeah, that's exactly right. And then everyone, like you've alluded to there, like everyone has a different way of learning and digesting content. You know, we may be visual learners, auditory learners. You know, it could be completely different for every single person. So it is kind of counterproductive when people put out these blanket statements where it's like, you have to wake up at 4 a.m. or you have to read 50 books. It's like, that may have worked for you and that's great, but it's all in the framing of it. You know, like this was helpful for me, but for everyone else, you may have a different approach. And I think a lot of people who are successful kind of forget to actually say that, well, this was my subjective experience, but everyone has a subjective experience. You know, it forces you into this mindset of like, well, I have to do it that way, you know, but it's like you said, it's not the case at all. You don't have to do it a particular way.
So yeah. Jay, you've mentioned ego a couple of times and I really like that. A lot of our messages are to do with ego. You've obviously, you know, gotten to quite a successful place right now. Can you mention perhaps a couple of the ways that your ego has stopped you from getting to where you are? You know, maybe put limiting beliefs over the top of you, and then kind of how you actually dealt with that, how you got past that to continue on your journey.
Yeah, man. Well, look, you know, after I pushed the magic chapter of my life, or the entertainment, you know, and I wasn't fulfilled anymore, and everyone said, you got to do this, you got to do this, you got to do this. Like, I had to literally start again. And that ego of making $5,000 standing on stage for an event, having the audience in the palm of my hands, and having to go and like, because I didn't have any, like, I didn't stop it, so I didn't have any money, right? And I had to go literally start again where people wouldn't even like call me back, or just completely at zero again, right? Like, that was really, really bloody hard, because like, what else do I have? You know, I'm framing things of how I used to be, and having to bring that down and start again and realize, well, look, at the end of the day, right? What else, what other options do I have? Like, my always thinking is like, what other options do I have? I can go back. Like, I never wanted to go work for someone else. So I'm like, well, there's only two options here. One, I sit in this and make it, it's going to be shit. It's going to feel like this for a little while. Or I can go back and do something I know I'm going to absolutely hate. Like, go work for $16 an hour working for someone, you know, kind of thing. So most of my life trying to find out what I wanted to do. After you do a few things the first time in a new space and realize you don't die, realize you're okay, realize you just have to go through that process when you're starting again, it got a lot easier for me, for my ego. It got a lot easier for me that I'm like, I'm going to get rejected, right? I have to tell myself straight up, I'm going to get rejected. I'm going to have to make 50 phone calls before I get a yes. I'm going to have to like do this for free. I'm going to have to get hit with my ego, right? All I can do is use experiences from the last chapters of whatever I tried, and how can I like implement that to the new thing that I'm doing? Does that make sense?
For sure, dude. It sounds like what you're saying is that you're managing your own expectations. And you mentioned it before with your mentor, that he was kind of managing your expectations prior to going into it. I think this is where a lot of people fall down, bro, is that, like, you know, I've had it as well, where it's like you just go into an experience, you don't have your expectations managed, whether it's by someone else or yourself, and then you just like fail at it or whatever. And you're like, oh, this is dumb. I'm giving up. It's stupid. It was never going to work. But right. If you go into it with that attitude where you're like, I'm going to make 50 phone calls and get one yes, you know, yeah, then your expectations are managed. You actually know what's going to happen. So then you get the 49 no's, you're like, yep, sweet, it's all good. I knew this was going to happen, you know? But a lot of people, they don't even take that step to manage their expectations, or invest in a mentor, which is going to manage your expectations because they've done the thing. You know what I mean? So I think that's a really important theme.
Yeah. And I think a lot of the times too, we've got to stop watching other people's success from what we see in their edited life on Instagram and go, how come I'm not there yet?
Mm.
You know, I'm the worst person for it as well, right? And I talk about this a lot. You've got to keep your head down. Like, you can get inspirational, like that's interesting, but especially in the entrepreneur space, especially in this online digital world where everyone, a lot of people want to play. I get it. I play it. You guys play it. The moment that I realized when I put my head up and I started to figure out what everyone else is doing, that's when not only I started to lose focus, I started to get jealous, right? And then I started to second doubt myself because I'm not where this guy should be. And this kid's 22, making 50 grand a month. I'm 32, what am I, like, you know what I mean? Or it's like, this person's got a loving family and I'm not there, you know what I mean? It's very easy to look at that and go, how come I'm not there yet? So, you know, to enhance your last point, man, it was just like, make sure though, guys, is you have to understand, hey, are you in this today or are you in this forever?
Mm.
And I'll say that again. Are you in this life for yourself for one day or one month, or are you in this forever? And I remember one coach, she told me, and I'll never forget this. She goes, Jay, you push a lot every day. I said, yeah, I do. She goes, when was the last time you took like a break or took just bringing down the volume, she said.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Bringing back the speed a little bit.
Mm.
And I said, not for a while. And she goes, because you're frantic, you're stressed that, you know, you may not make that next sale or next phone call. She goes, Jay, do you believe in what you do? I said, yeah. She goes, do you believe in yourself? She goes, yeah. She goes, are you going to be in this forever? Then why are you stressing out today? and I went, oh, right? And I think everybody listening right now, you have to understand, if you're moving every day, if you're being consistent with those core things that I believe people should do, you know, outreach and consistency and showing up, you will make it, because 95% of people aren't doing those things.
Yeah.
So allowing that is really important.
Yeah, no, that's great, man. See, we will have to wrap up very soon, unfortunately. It's been amazing so far. But, you know, what I was hearing from that is awareness of your own body and your own self-care, because all of us, you know, need to look after ourselves in that. And if you're pushing consistently, like burnout is a real thing, you know, compassion fatigue is a real thing. So, you know, for you, like, besides that conversation with your mentor, like, has there been anything else that's made you aware that you need to take self-care? And what advice would you have for people out there who are maybe on the grind, that are trying to push every single day? Like, how do you become aware of that? And how do you take that time for yourself? You know, because just a quick note, like, I try to do that as well. But when I take time away, I find myself still thinking potentially about the thing I'm really passionate about. And it's coming from a place of joy and excitement. But sometimes we need to disconnect fully. So do you have any ideas around disconnection?
You know, I wish I could come through with this and be like, I've studied this for 7-10 years. My kryptonite, boys, is I like to work a lot.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying everybody else should put in the 12-14 hour days. I like pounding the pavement, you know?
Yeah.
But to answer your question, I really think starting to listen to this machine that we have, right? You know, starting to go, you know, like, I'm really tired, or I've got no energy. Just like, and this is something I struggle with, as I said, right? Allowing to turn off the computer. You're not going to die. Like, everything will be fine tomorrow. And allowing that downtime. And recently, just to give some more bang for the buck for this point, Elon Musk, people asked him recently, they're like, you know, do you just work all the time? And he goes, a lot of the times he might just not work for 2 days. Like, he just goes, I might go to the movies with the kids and go to the restaurants and just watch TV for a few hours. And people are like, oh, really? Like, Elon Musk watching TV throughout the day? And he goes, because I understand that relaxing your brain part will allow me to think a lot more when I'm in the zone.
Mm.
So what I took from that was, okay, if Elon's doing it, maybe I should do it too, you know?
Yeah.
I'm all about that. It's like, because, yeah, as I said, like, I have a lot of, yeah, like, artistic projects. And for me, it's about diversifying my experience, you know? So whether that is chilling out, watching movies, or it's like going for a run, going to the gym kind of thing, just switching up my environment, diversifying my experience. And that's where some of the information or your brain just gets to process some things. And then when you come back, the energy that you have is insane, you know? So yeah, I suppose just the last question. It's been freaking awesome to have you on, bro. So much value. I really love that. I'll go to a classic question here is that, you know, if you could go back, you know, just for 5 minutes and sit with 10-year-old you, like, would there be anything that you might say to Lil Jay?
go get, have a coach, have someone to guide me a little bit. I didn't have any mentors in my life, or, you know, my dad was great, but he was in a different kind of space. You know, he was more of the ethnic father. Work, money, I'll be there, I'll support, but that wasn't really much yet. And, you know, I wish I probably just tell him to, like, hey, go and have some more people around you rather than you just trying to do it all yourself.
Mm.
Investing in a mentor is definitely one of the more common pieces of advice that we get. And it's been hugely helpful for at least myself on my journey. I've had a couple of different mentors that I've invested quite a lot of money for, and it's, you know, maybe not paid off immediately, but over the years, definitely made you know, a bunch of dividends. So that's really good advice. Thank you very much for coming on, man. It's been awesome to have you. Really, really appreciate it. Yeah, hope everything's not too crazy in LA. We've just entered a bit of a lockdown here in Brisbane. So it's kind of, now's our bit of a time to diversify experience, I suppose, and just chill out a little bit, and then hit it hard when lockdown ends. But yeah, thanks for coming on, bro.
No, man, of course. Thanks for having me, guys. And the last thing I'm going to tell everyone right now, because I always want to end with something strong. Guys, remember, throughout this crazy time, you are allowed to go and do whatever you want to try and do. And don't let anyone stop you from doing those things. There's no rules here. Just because you were doing accounting and you wanted to start a digital media business, and if you now want to be a singer, go do that. Mm. No one is stopping you. So that's the one thing I always want to tell people, especially through this time where a lot of things have been shut. If you ran a restaurant and you can't run a restaurant anymore and you want to go play the violin, dude, go and try it. Mm. Like, the only person telling you from your own head is yourself. So I'm allowing you guys, whoever's listening, to start. Hey, go and do things. Go try things.
Perfect.
Awesome. Legend, bro. Really appreciate it. We'll finish it up there.
Awesome, guys. Thanks for having me.